Have you warmed up? In that mode of warming up, the first 10 are throwaways. You feel like gaming? That's not warming up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey guys, I know it has been a while. Sorry for the wait. We are back. In this video, I want to talk about Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie, the girl who was found dead and the boyfriend who has gone missing. And the point of this video is not the typical missing white woman syndrome. People already talked about that, but there were other subtle black pills in this case that even the black pill community didn't discuss enough. I will also show you guys some parts from their police interaction video. This is important because this case, this Gabby Brian couple, gives you a major insight into the desperate situation a lot of men are in. As of this recording, Brian, the boyfriend, is still missing. I was kinda waiting for him to be found before making this video, but this guy just disappeared off the face of the earth like Jimmy Hoffa. At first I was like, she probably got killed in that vagabond lifestyle by some crackhead, but it seems like it was indeed the boyfriend. At this point it is just speculation, but I just love how the media and normies already crucified him, people clowning his looks. You gotta love how normies are proving us right yet once again. It just goes to show you the legitimacy of the black pill yet once again. Just look at some of the comments. I am 51. My boyfriend is 50 on September 19th and he has got more hair than this guy. Premature balding men tend to have issues is all I am saying. Brutal, man. This is beyond brutal. Homeboy indeed has a worse hairline than the average 50-year-old man. His hair has gone missing way before him. If you have no hair, you have no life. Shout out to Mr. Hamoudi. Wherever you are, brother, we still miss you. He said it best. If you have no hair, you have no life.
Hair is life. If you have no hair, you have no life. But blue pillars would say, hey, I know some guys who have a really attractive Stacy, a really attractive girl, and he is bald, but there are outliers, and you can't compare your baldness with, for example, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, or Jason Statham. These guys are good looking or very muscular, but you, as a short manlet, is a short guy.
This is a brutal black pill, man. I was shocked when I learned that he was only 22. He looks older than me. Brother, it was already over. Even when you were dating her, it was over. You just didn't know it. Oh, I have a girlfriend. Black pill is bullshit. What do I always say? Black pill always comes back to collect. In some cases, like his, sooner than expected. But it always does. And always will. And you have normies blasting his looks. She says premature balding men tend to have issues. This statement itself has some truth to it. I mean, hair pill is brutal, man. When you look at some of the celebrities, they legit go down by 2-3 points when they have no hair. And some of you guys are gonna ask, how did he manage to get a GF like her? I will get to that. I will talk about it in a second. Then the female below her says, he is a sinister look. Guys, just so you understand, the sinister look means premature balding. And then you have normies flat out saying he should have been worshipping her, just like they do, which he probably did. Like, that is the sad part. He probably did worship her. She was so far out of your league. You should have worshipped the ground she walked on. He should have worshipped her just because of his poor looks. And guys, trust me, you are not the only one getting confused and butthurt about this guy dating out of his league. Looks wise, that is. If he wasn't some balding, subpar looking, ugly guy, people wouldn't care about this case as much. I mean, missing white woman syndrome is a thing, it is real. But there is another aspect to this, there is another reason why this case caught so much attention. And that is because this guy managed to date up in this day and age. That caused a lot of butthurt, I'm gonna tell you guys that much. A lot of you ask me, how did this subhuman even manage to date her? And here I am, I have yet to hold a female scent. Bro, trust and believe. A lot of normies and incels and denial normies are also asking themselves this question. How did he manage to pull this off? Jealousy and envy always begets hostility. And now with this case, they can hide their envy and jealousy under the disguise of justice. If he was some good-looking hot guy, there would be legions, armies of people on social media defending him, just like they did with that Cameron Heron case. They would be saying shit like, oh, we don't know what happened yet. We don't even know if he is guilty yet. Which is true, we don't know. They wouldn't even have to go through the comical mental gymnastics for him like they did for Cameron Heron. And people still didn't give him the benefit of the doubt. They don't even think, man, we don't even know what happened yet. They already declared him guilty. Only because he is a sub-5 male. Then you have celebrities putting up money for tips leading to his arrest. Some normie celebrity says this. For whoever helps the FBI and snitches on this motherfucker to where they can go and pick his ugly ass up. $50,000. Go find Brian fucking Laundrie's ugly ass. If this was some ugly or ethnic couple, ugly female, nobody would have cared. Like, you wouldn't even have heard about it. But of course, when you have a white, skinny young female gone missing, they are not gonna let that slide. The fact that boyfriend being ugly just makes it worse, since it's causing a butt hurt in normies. I mean, it is crazy. They are going as far as calling her America's daughter. This is what I mean when I say JBW applies to females as well, to some degree at least. How did a subhuman like him manage to get a GF like her? When you watch the police interaction, it makes sense. First of all, I see a lot of you calling her a Stacy. Once again, when I say JBW also works for females, this is exactly what I mean. Normies simping for her is expected. They are already calling her America's daughter, but we have incels calling her a Stacy. I am mind blown, bro. JBW. She has gotten bought. Both just the woman and just the white. I see incels rating her 8 and 9. Bro, like in India maybe she's a 9. I want to show you guys their police interaction. You really get a major insight into the dynamics of their relationship.
Driver is showing some obscure driving, possibly intoxicated. Currently doing 45 miles an hour. Zone through here is 25. Oh! Subject just hit the curb.
People see her attacking him outside of a restaurant and they call the cops on them.
I'm sorry, I hit the bump there.
I was distracting him from driving, I'm sorry.
I was distracting him. You mean punching the driver and grabbing the wheel. Calling that distraction is the understatement of the year, man.
Keys are on the hood. You want to tell me what's going
on? Yeah, I don't know. It's just, some days, I have really bad OCD. And I was just cleaning and straightening up the back of the van before, and I was apologizing to him and saying, I'm sorry that I'm so mean, because sometimes I have OCD and sometimes I just get really frustrated. Not like mean towards him, I just like, I guess my vibe is like, I'm like in a bad mood. Down there. I don't know, we've just been fighting all morning and he wouldn't let me in the car before. And
why wouldn't he let you in the car? Because of your OCD?
Told me I needed to calm down.
Why wouldn't he let you in? Because she was assaulting him over petty reasons. Of course, she starts to cry when the police arrives. Guys, all this drama is only because the van wasn't clean enough or some shit. Like, that is the reason why she was punching him. This is not a normal behavior. That just shows you she isn't mentally stable.
So, tell me, what's going on?
She just gets worked up sometimes, and I try and really distance myself from her, so like I lock the car and I walk away from her.
You want to tell me about those scratches on your face?
She had a cell phone in her hand, that's why I was pushing her away. Because I locked the keys so I could walk away. I said, let's just take a breather, and let's not go anywhere, let's just calm down for a minute, because she's getting worked up. And then she had her phone and was trying to get the keys from her, so I got in the way. I was just trying to, I know I shouldn't push her, but I was just trying to push her away to go, let's just take a minute, step back and breathe. And you see, she got me with her phone.
And they don't drink, but at the point when you let them up,
you don't drink or anything. I was yelling at him, and then when you turned your lights on, I like kind of punched his arm like there's
a. She's saying, like, hit the curb. Is it Brian? Is he usually pretty patient with you?
Yeah.
Even the cop is surprised. Brother, of course, he's always this patient with her because he has absolutely zero leverage in that relationship. He would be insult otherwise. He has no other option, and she knows it. She knows she holds all the power. She's like, the fuck he gonna do? Is he gonna leave me? The fuck is he? I can replace him in a second. I can send him to the insult forum in a second. I mean, that probably wasn't even the first time she was beating him. She had absolutely zero respect for him as a man.
What was the disagreement about?
It was, I wouldn't even call it disagreement. It was just that I'm dirty and I can't change being dirty. Like, I got dirty feet, I got sand in my flip-flops and stuff like that. It was that we were at the coffee shop for so long, because we were there from 9 to 3. So yeah, there's a few little things, little relationships. I don't know if you're in a relationship, but I'm sure you are. I didn't get overtly physical. I was just trying to keep her away and not get hit. And then I got really loud, and like, that's probably threw everyone's attention, where I was going, back up, get away, just give me a...
Okay, so you said you pushed her to create some distance, obviously, right? What happened after that? What got the scratches on your eye?
The phone.
The phone? So you pushed her and she hit you?
She was... It wasn't like a push, and she jumped on me. She was already... I don't want to... She's already swinging, and I was pushing.
Yeah.
A lot of angles, a lot of nails, a lot of rings.
Yeah, you got three scratches in your neck. You got one on the left side of your neck. You got one in your face here, and you got four below bleeding over there. So just try it out. It's like 2 hands.
And he's still trying to protect her. He can't even say, yeah, she was already hitting me at that point. And guys, I am 100% sure it wasn't the first time. But of course, this guy is down so bad, he doesn't want to join his hair in going mixed up. He didn't have it in him to leave her, because he knows if he leaves her, he's going to go back to being an incel. You guys always ask me, bro, what can be worse than being an incel? This, you don't want to be this in life. Whenever people make snarky comments like, ITV, you never had a GF, how can you know about females? I have experience. I always imagine them as this guy. Bro, you have bad experience. Yes, you have experience, but it is bad experience. You didn't make anything of that experience. It is like bragging about having $1,000 worth of SSDs, stacking up SSDs, but your CPU and RAM is trash. You have experience, but your CPU can't process the information coming from that experience. He should have left this unhinged female a long time ago, because I can guarantee you, this wasn't the first time she abused him. Guys, this really comes down to the very basic principles of business. Once you allow a bad faith party to break the rules of the deal, in the future they will continue to break the rules time and time again. It is not about the severity of his injuries or her just being a 100-pound female. It is about principles. It is about establishing the boundaries. I was saying his hair has gone mixed up, but looks like he has lost his dignity and self-respect as a man before his hair. Like, this is brutal, man.
So, he said that he never saw the male strike the female. He saw the male trying to lock her out of the vehicle. She even told us that he was trying to lock her out, told her to go take a walk. So that she was trying to get in. She eventually couldn't get in and actually clawed her way in through the driver's door. He says, I don't understand why she's doing that. Well, I think it's because it was the only door that wasn't locked that she could get through. So she's trying to get in over him. He's trying to disengage from her. I guess he hung her backpack on the back probably so she'd have her shit so that he didn't have to engage with her. Everything she's saying is the same thing. I haven't heard what he said, but if that's what he said, it's also what the witness is saying. The witness says, I never saw him hit her. I saw him shove her, but I couldn't tell if it was an aggression against her or a defense against her, as far as her, being the aggressor. So at this point, unless the guy's screaming that he needs to go to jail and did something to this girl, it sounds to me like she is the primary aggressor.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with her being the primary aggressor is in an instance of domestic assault, be it a male or be it a female, we shall rest. Now, you know what I mean? So, fortunately for her, we cannot treat, just because he's bigger and stronger, and even if he's not willing to press charges, we can't treat this differently than if it was a male on female violence.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to charge her. And we can do a citation if there's some arrangement that can be made to separate them. And then we have to let them know that there's no contact order in effect.
This police officer admits that they can't treat this any differently than if it was male on female domestic violence, and that they have to charge her. Also admits that witnesses confirm his story, his side, that she was hitting him and he was trying to defend himself. And let's see how they handle this.
And it sounds like you guys are living together, so you meet the statute for domestic partners, and you do have injury, and both an independent witness, probably the next one we're gonna talk to as well, which we haven't talked to yet, but the one we did talk to, and your own companion, have made it clear that she was the primary aggressor and that she was striking you and you received injuries. You have admitted to striking her, she has not admitted to striking her, the witness did not see you strike her. So at this point, you're the victim of a domestic assault, and even if you didn't want to pursue this, we don't have a choice. The best thing we could do to not, the law says we have to charge her, doesn't say we have to put her in jail, okay? But it also says we have to separate, there are no contact order. Have to put her in jail if we cannot separate. And there's a little problem here. You guys are out of Florida living in the van together. How are we supposed to separate her guys? Now, I don't want to take this small 20, what is she?
She's a 22-year-old.
22-year-old female in jail.
Jail.
You could definitely defend yourself against, but at the same time, we can't say because you're a male and she's a female, we can't treat this different than if you were a male hitting her.
I find it hilarious how he says we can't treat this any differently than if it was male-on-female violence. And then 10 seconds later he says, she is what, 20-year-old girl? I don't want to take her to jail. This is pure comedy, man. Just shows you the depths of double standards and female privilege. I don't want to take her to jail. Fuck what you want, bro. She clearly needed help. I mean, domestic violence is one thing, and then there is the fact that she attacked a driver at the wheel. Like, this is not something a mentally stable person would do. I mean, she clearly needs help. She clearly needed to be admitted to a mental hospital. The cop admits himself that the state laws don't give discretion, and yet you have three cops there trying to figure out a way so she can get off easy, despite the fact that state laws don't leave it to police discretion. Instead, they come together and try to find a way to tiptoe around the laws and deny her the help she desperately needed. And what is the solution? What is the solution they have come up with to not charge her? Guys, watch this. This is pure comedy.
Gabby, this is a very, very important question. How you answer this question is going to determine what happens next. But the only person who can answer this question is you.
Mm-hmm.
Think very hard before you answer the question. Do not quickly answer it. Think very hard. When you slapped him those times, were you attempting to cause him physical pain or physical impairment? Was that what you were attempting to do?
There you go. It is as easy as this. Did you intend any harm? No, you say no? Oh, okay. You are free to go then. Imagine you are beating up someone and all it takes is, did you mean any harm? You say, no man, it was an act of love. I was showing her my passion. Okay, sir, you are free to go. It is as easy as this. And another comedy is, he's trying to make sure she somehow doesn't fuck this up as well. He's thinking, I hope she isn't as low IQ as she looks. Please take your time. Please take all the time you need before you answer. Please don't fuck this up. We are trying to get you off the hook.
Okay.
She was striking him in the arm.
can go. Now, I'm recording, and society and the judges and everyone can judge me for this. I am looking at a 110-pound female and her fiancé who have no means to be separated. He doesn't want to pursue it. She's not a threat to him, more than slight abrasions from her fingernails. I don't care if we use the actual letter of the law to not charge, but I also don't care because it literally does possibly make perfect sense to go full-on domestic assault and do the whole thing. This is your opportunity to make the decision. Let's go full or nothing or in between and separate them and kind of give them the nod, the wink, like, hey, you know, just stay separate. It's up to you. I'm going to go handle that. You got very capable help with you here, and I trust you.
I mean, it blows my mind how recklessly they are ignoring the situation. They are like, you can just give some wink, or if you want, you can go full domestic assault. It is all up to you, man.
So, this is what I'm going to do. I've decided I am not going to cite you for domestic violence battery, okay? It was only going to be a Class B misdemeanor. However, the domestic violence portion of it enhances it, makes life a major pain in the butt, especially you're 22, right? So I'm choosing not to cite you today. So you are not going to be charged with it. Alright? But this is what I do have to do. I am separating the two of you tonight. Okay? I want you guys both to be tonight away from each other, relax, breathe. Because there's no reason to be crying now, okay? I understand that this can feel like it's a nightmare, but you're coming out as the golden flower on top of it, okay? So.
You just denied her the help she desperately needed. I wonder how this cop felt when he learned that she went missing. Did he finally think, damn, maybe she could have been alive now if I did my job properly and took her to jail? If the police did their job properly, would she still be alive today? We don't know, but I believe she would.
She claims that she did not have intent to hurt you when she was slapping at you. So technically speaking, it does not fit the letter of the code. So I am not going to be charging her with DV. Exactly.
When you watch this video, and you see that this guy didn't have it in him to stand up for himself in an abusive relationship. And by standing up for himself, I don't mean hit her back and go to prison for the rest of your life. What he should have done was take his van and peace out. The moment she showed the signs of being a mentally unhinged female, he should have just peaced out. But of course, these guys are down so bad. They will do anything to stay in an abusive relationship where they are not even respected as a man. So for those of you who ask, how did he manage to get a female like her if he was sub 5? And the answer is this. First of all, yes, she was indeed out of his league. I am not denying that, but nowhere near as much as normies make it out to be. Even incels are calling her a Stacy. Facially, she was maybe a 6, but since she is white, skinny and young, that gave her a couple points. She was 6 and the dude was 4. The gap between them wasn't as big as people make it out to be. The dude had no hair, weak jaw, negative cantile tilt. You can tell his eye area was terrible, but he wasn't some 2 out of 10 subhuman, and she isn't as good looking as people think she is. In India, in place like India, yeah, maybe she is solid 8 or 9. But in Northwestern Europe, girls like her are a dime a dozen, bro. This is a brutal JBW pill for females, man. And you see the other reason when you watch their interaction with the police. He had to put up with her BS. He was more than willing to be a doormat for her. So she was looking for an incel in denial who she could freely abuse. Because guys, understand this, okay? Chad, the kind of man she was truly attracted to, won't be putting up with her BS. Chad or any man who has self-respect, really. She probably got dumped by superior men before because they didn't want to put up with her mental problems. And that is why she settled for this insulin denial doormat. These guys are down so bad. They are willing to sacrifice their dignity. And this is so sad, but the black pill sometimes collects sooner than expected. And I think what happened was, again, this is just a speculation at this point since we don't know what really happened, but I think she was already beating him, attacking him often in that relationship, and she hit him one too many times, and he snapped finally and hit her back out of a pure emotional reaction. He finally broke. Like, guys, you can't bend a man, even a spineless pushover man like him, only for so long before he finally breaks. She hit him one too many times and he snapped and punched her back. Then she hits her head on the floor and then he's like, oh shit, what the fuck just happened? I gotta disappear. But of course, it ain't gonna work because the person he killed ain't some sub-5 ethnic male. People will not let this slide. Wherever he goes, wherever he hides, they will find him. Like Cameron Heron's case. You are gonna remember. If it was me he ran over, he would be walking in the streets right now. But unfortunately for him, he killed a young white mother. Society will not let that slide. Same with this guy, Brian Laundrie. I don't believe that it was a premeditated murder, but it won't matter in the slightest. He's gonna get the full right. Even if it isn't the full right, he will be like 50, 60 years old when he gets out. His life is basically over already. And you are gonna ask, how are you gonna kill someone accidentally with only one hit? He must have done more. Guys, you would be surprised how easy it is to die from a single heart blow to the head. It is easier than you think. I mean, of course, this is just a speculation at this point, since we don't know. But he just doesn't strike me as someone who could plan for this shit and commit a premeditated murder. He just doesn't give me that vibe. Before I end this video, sorry guys, it has been a while, I haven't uploaded. Much apologies. By the way, there's a new channel, I will put it in the description. Subscribe so you don't miss future uploads. And as always, don't be a free agent in life. Let the black pill guide you.